This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S., Britain, France, and Australia all announced record numbers of daily COVID-19 cases Tuesday. Britain breached 200,000 cases for the first time. Australia posted almost 50,000, and France registered more than 270,000. All three countries easily topping their previous records. But dwarfing even those numbers was the more than 1 million reported by the United States on Monday, a global record. The country's Monday figures are usually higher due to delays in weekend tallying and were likely inflated further after a three-day New Year's holiday weekend. The rolling average over 7 days, which experts see as more reliable, was 486,000 cases per day as of Monday evening, according to Johns Hopkins University. Sudanese took to the streets in the capital of Khartoum and other cities on Tuesday in anti-coup protests as the country plunged further into turmoil following the resignation of the prime minister earlier this week. Security forces fired tear gas to disperse protesters in several locations in the capital, including the area around the presidential palace, which has seen clashes in previous rounds of protests since the October 25th coup. Protesters were also seen in videos hurling stones and spent tear gas canisters at security forces. There was no immediate reports of casualties. Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok was ousted in the coup, only to be reinstated a month later following a deal with the military meant to calm tensions and anti-coup protests. But he stepped down Sunday amid political deadlock, saying he had failed to find a compromise between the ruling generals and the pro-democracy movement. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. envoy will travel to Ethiopia this week to encourage talks to end more than a year of war in the wake of a rebel withdrawal, the State Department said Tuesday. Jeffrey Feltman, the U.S. Special Envoy for the Horn of Africa, will visit Addis Ababa on Thursday, quote, to engage with senior officials regarding the prospects for a broader peace. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters the trip comes after forces months earlier had threatened to march on Addis Ababa, said they had withdrawn to their stronghold of Tigray. The Ethiopian government replied the military would not pursue the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front further into the region. The trip comes after the United States angered Ethiopia by removing trading privileges for the longtime ally due to human rights concerns during the war. The United States and rights groups say that Ethiopia has deliberately withheld food assistance and have voiced alarm at accounts of mass killings and rape. The U.S. government announced Tuesday it arrested one of the main suspects in the killing of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and charged him with conspiracy to commit murder or kidnapping outside the United States. The 43-year-old former Colombian soldier also was charged with providing material support resulting in death, knowing or intending that such material support would be used to prepare for or carry out the conspiracy to kill or kidnap. He's one of more than a dozen former Colombian soldiers accused in the slaying of Moïse. The Colombian government has said the majority of the ex-soldiers were duped and thought they were on a legitimate mission to provide protection, and that only a few knew it was a criminal mission. French prosecutors said on Tuesday they'd launched a terrorism investigation after a French vehicle involved in the Paris-Dakar rally race in Saudi Arabia last week exploded, injuring one of the rally competitors. In a statement, the prosecutor said the explosion happened on December 30th in the Saudi city of Jeddah. It said five French nationals had been in the vehicle at the time of the blast. French news outlet France Info reported, on January 1st, an explosion hit a support vehicle being used by a French rally team. Citing the race director, France Info said the explosion happened as the support vehicle left the team hotel to head to the start of the race stage. It said the co-driver of the team's race car suffered a serious leg injury and had to be hospitalized. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.